We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
West Virginia coach Mike Carey had a meeting with media today via Zoom. Hear what he had to say coming up right after this.
West Virginia fans, stay up to date on all things Mountaineers at WVUSports.com. WVUSports.com has 24/7 access to all of your favorite Mountaineer teams. The site's modern design provides the same fan-friendly experience on a mobile phone as it does on a desktop computer. Watch videos, listen to podcasts, and read feature stories anytime, anyplace. WVUSports.com, the official home of the West Virginia Mountaineers.
Coach, I guess just talk about kind of when you guys found out there in Kansas City and what happened from there on out.
Well, it was funny. We went to the arena and had like a half-hour shooting practice. And then we were before we got off, we pulled up in front of the building and we were told to stay on the bus. And then we were told that the tournament was canceled. So we went right straight back to the hotel. So, and then from that, then we had a team meeting, and then time we got back the next day, everybody just went their separate ways and that type of stuff. So it was kind of scary. It was kind of sad. It was kind of, but you know, understand, and that's exactly what should have happened, and I thought the Big 12 and administration handled it very well.
All right, first question here comes from John Antonik. John, go ahead.
I beat Coach Hunter to the punch. I'm sorry, bad luck. Hey, Coach, I'm just curious, how are you getting a handle on all this technology and things that are going on right now that you've got to do?
I'll tell you what, it's telling my age right now. I'm getting good at this, though. I'll tell you what, I've been doing a lot of these, even with the team and the players and recruits and that type of stuff. So I'm getting the hang of doing what we're doing right now. I didn't even know what it was before, but now I know exactly what it is.
Next question from Greg Hunter. Go ahead, Greg.
So, Coach, obviously, Tynese got good news over the weekend. So tell us a little about that. You know, what her your thoughts are for her and at the next level, and do you think she can make the WNBA?
Yeah, I wish her the best. You know, I think it was 3 months off, start of the season, hurt her. I think you know, not being able to play postseason hurt her a little bit because, you know, she was just starting to get back her rhythm and her shooting and that type of stuff. But I think her best days of basketball are ahead. Her getting drafted, you know, I thought she may go a little bit earlier. I really did. But, you know, she has an opportunity, and that's all you can ask for. I know the Sparks have a lot of veteran guards, but also they wanted a couple young players to come in here and work with those veteran guards. So hopefully she goes there and does extremely well. But, you know, I know she'll go there and give her best shot. And I think her best basketball is ahead of her, WNBA, overseas and that. So, you know, we're very proud of her, and we're excited she got drafted.
Go ahead, John.
Pretty active in the spring signing period. Signed for a couple transfers. Did you get what you were looking for there?
He must have froze up.
Okay. How about now? You get me now?
Coach, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
The question was about your spring signing class. You signed four, a couple transfers. What are you getting out of those girls?
Well, we did sign four, two transfers, two college players. We signed three freshmen early that we're very excited about. But we're also excited about these four that we just signed. You know, we signed a shooter. We signed another post player. We signed a couple other guards that can penetrate and shoot the basketball. I felt last year we just didn't shoot the basketball very well and didn't score very well. I mean, we were holding teams under 60 at times and was getting beat. So, got to be able to score the ball better, got to be able to shoot the ball better. And I thought we were able to go out and get players that will be able to do that, will help us score the ball better. And if we can do that, then we'll be a better team.
All right, next question comes from Kevin Kinder. Go ahead, Kevin.
Following up on John's question a little bit, that's a lot of roster turnover, obviously, something you're not any stranger to. But how important is, like, the summer and some of those limited times that you can have contact with the new players when they're on campus? You know, does missing that affect a lot, you know, a great deal of trying to put together a team with a lot of new parts?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at our roster, we're going to have seven new players on our roster and that doesn't know our offense, that doesn't know our defenses, doesn't know our work ethic and the type of stuff. So it is going to hurt. And with bringing that many new players in that, you know, when they do eventually get here, you know, we're really going to have to cram it in and try to get players to understand and do a lot more film sessions, do a lot more things like that. And, you know, and then you're getting into conditioning, you're getting into weights and that type of stuff. So, you know, it's going to be crazy once they do get here. It's going to be real hectic for them.
Next question from Greg Hunter. Go ahead, Greg.
Mike, you have transfers in this latest group, and the NCAA is going to vote, I guess, next month on allowing transfers to, you know, be immediately eligible on a one-time transfer. So just your thoughts on that. Do you like that rule? How does that impact you going forward in terms of looking at kids that transfer and maybe not have to sit out?
Well, it's funny. You know, I've always been against that because I think it's too easy to transfer these days. But in the situation this year, in the situation that, you know, what has went on with the virus and all, you know, the changes and schedule changes and that, I actually think it's a good idea. And, you know, I think it's what shoe you have on. If you have nobody transfer, you don't want nobody else to get a transfer and be eligible immediately. If you're getting a couple transfers, I guess you want them to be eligible immediately. The two transfers we have, it'd be great if they were eligible immediately. It would really help our basketball team.
If you have a question for Coach, go ahead and use the raise hand feature. John, go ahead.
Hopefully you hear me. I can get through. Were you guys at the end of the year before the thing shut down, how did you feel you guys were playing? Were you playing better, or did you get a feel for that, how you guys were performing?
Yeah, I thought we were practicing better, and I thought in games we were playing better last couple of weeks of the season. So we were getting back to where I felt we were early in the season. And, you know, I felt going into the tournament, the Big 12 tournament, you know, we had beat everybody but Baylor on, you know, and TCU, and we felt we could compete with TCU. So, I mean, I felt good going into the tournament. I really did, because we were playing better. We were playing with more energy. We were scoring a little bit better and that type of stuff. And so it was a little bit disappointing. And but you know what? You got to take care of business during the season. And but I did think we were playing better towards the end of the season than we did right there in the middle.
All right, next question, Greg Hunter. Go ahead, Coach Hunter.
Coach, you mentioned you having Zoom meetings with your players. What are they doing? Is Blessing in the United States? I assume everybody's sort of scattered. So what are they all up to?
Yeah, Blessing and Esmeri are still in Morgantown. So they're still in the United States. And the rest of them, Madison Smith came back. She's in her apartment in Morgantown. Really, those are the only three players we have in town right now. Talking about workouts, Zach, our strength coach, is sending things, and you know, hopefully they're doing them. You know, when we have our Zoom calls, they say they're doing them. You know, I don't know if they're doing them. Hopefully they are. I think majority of them are. I think you know, all of them are ready to come back, you know, as soon as possible. And you know, we'll see when that time comes, and we'll get everybody back. And like I said, we're going to have a short period of time that, you know, we got to get them where we need them to be.
Go ahead, Kevin Kinder.
Coach, has this whole process been a instructional thing for you in terms of patience? I mean, I know you and, you know, so most coaches in general, you know, want to get things done, want to move ahead and attack things. Has it been a kind of a step back and reassess time for you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's been tough, but you know, it had to be done. I'm not saying that it's been tough, but you know, just getting these players, I get all nervous now. We have seven new players, and actually we need to be working with them. Skill developing is very important in our program, and we're not being able to do that. But you know, I keep saying I understand that they shouldn't be back right now. I'm just hoping that they're working out and doing the things they need to be doing at home, because once they get back, you know, we're going to go full go, and I don't want a bunch of injuries and pulled muscles and that type of stuff because they weren't actually doing what they were supposed to be doing. And but we'll get it. Everybody in the country's in the same situation. Everybody's doing the same. Patience right now, because you know, things can't be done at the pace they were earlier.
All right, next question from Carly Nevis. Go ahead, Carly.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just wanted to say hi, but we kind of saw glimpses of how good Kaiser could be this season. For you, what do you think she needs to work on in the off season? How much better can she be than maybe the glimpses we saw this past season?
Oh, I think she, you know, she had nagging injuries, had Achilles issue there and got out of shape and that type of stuff. But I'm going to tell you right now, I've been talking to her, you know, and seeing her on the phone and that. She's working out every day. She's in probably in better shape right now than she was during the season. So I think she's up. She's going to have a great year. I think she's going to have a great senior year, you know, and she did. She showed some games she'd score 20 and have 8 assists and 9 rebounds and that. I think she's going to be really a lot more consistent next year than what she was this year because of the nagging injuries. But the better shape, you know, that was the biggest thing going in all season. For her to get in better shape and continue to work on her skills, but to take care of her body, get in better shape, eat right, drink right, and do the things that she's doing right now. She looks great, and I think she's going to have a big season.
Next question from John. Go ahead, John.
Curious, I know coaches are a creature of habit, and I know you've got your routine and you're doing your things. But now with this time down, do you think maybe there'll be some innovation and maybe some creativity and some tweaking going on that maybe wouldn't have been otherwise? And maybe we'll see some new things. Have you been considering doing anything or looking at tape and coming up with different ideas?
Yeah. I think a lot of people think I should come up with some new ideas maybe, but I tinkered with it a little bit last year. I'm going to do a little bit more extending, a little bit more pressure, may go into a little bit of pressure zone, along with our man-to-man, just to get them different. Look, you know, we saw a lot of triangle and twos, box and ones this year. I mean, it was amazing how many we saw this year. We got to get better against that. So I've been looking at ways to attack those type of defenses and that, talking to some other coaches and talking, you know, looking at film and that type of stuff. So, yeah, it's gave me an opportunity to really look at everything we do and evaluate it and go from there. And also look at film, some things that we did really well and some things we really need to step up and work on in the offseason.
Again, if you have a question, please use the raise hand feature. Go ahead, Greg Hunter.
Mike, you mentioned the Zoom meetings with your players. What about film study? Can you share film study with those guys? I know in football they're starting to do that now a lot. And then can you do it with newcomers, or do you have to hold off on them?
Yeah, it's hard with newcomers. It's a lot easier with players when they're actually doing it in a game or in a practice. So, yeah, our coaching staff has done that with them. And, I think our players, really are anxious and excited to get back when they can get back. I know some of our players really don't have the facilities. You know, they're not open. They have gone to some courts and been – pulled off of them, and the rims are taken down and that type of stuff. So it's been hard to get the type of workouts. And then, that they don't have access to weight rooms and that. So we're really having them do a lot of body weight and that type of stuff. And if there's a place to run, they definitely need to do that. And, with the film sessions are great. But I still think we're going to have plenty of time to do that type of stuff. And when you're teaching footwork and you're teaching, there's footwork not only on offense but defense. When you're teaching all that in the film session, it's tougher. It's better than nothing. But once you can actually get them on the floor and teach them and show them, and they comprehend, in my opinion, a lot better.
All right. Final question, unless anyone else raises their hand, from John Antonic. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, last one for me. Going off of what Greg said, do you feel like you're going to have to maybe be a little more organized when this finally lifts, because you've got so many new kids coming in? You're going to have to force feed them and be able to get them up to speed quickly?
Absolutely. That's going to be the way. And everybody's going to have to be on the same page. And our upperclassmen and or returning players are really going to have to help in that process. And they really are, because, these seven new players are going to come in here and don't understand our defense, don't understand anything we're doing. And so the upperclassmen, the whole coaching staff, the whole staff, all going to have to be on the same page and try to let people understand. And the players themselves are really going to have to ask for extra help, extra work, try to volunteer for extra workouts and that type of stuff. So, it's going to be interesting once we get this started. But, I'm excited. Good team.
Kevin Kinder actually snuck one in here. Go ahead, Kevin.
Sorry, Coach.
That's all right.
Basketball. Is there something that you're doing now that you've had time a little bit to do that you wouldn't normally have had to do? Any new interests different in your, your daily routine, something that you've done different now?
Well, I think if you consider trimming hedges, putting mulch down, painting, fixing things. That's probably my wife has a list for me every day, so I've been doing those things. And then, but it, you know, I have enjoyed doing them because it. A lot of that type of stuff, watching a lot of movies, watching a lot of film on basketball, watching, you know, stuff like that, and really on the phone with the player. So we've been doing that. And, you know, if you look what we've done, we've signed four players after all this occurred. So we've been doing a lot of recruiting on the phone, a lot. Basketball and staying in contact, which is very important.
And that was West Virginia coach Mike Carey. Thanks for listening.